minutes to go to the snack bar for a quick refresher before showtime. No crowds to buck, just go get it. You'll be sorry you missed your chance to enjoy some of the many tempting goodies waiting for you. Stretch your legs now while the stretching's good. There's still time to get a mouth-watering hot dog, a sparkling ice-cold soda, assorted flavors of ice cream, all kinds of candy, the most delicious steaming hot coffee you ever drank, and freshly popped popcorn piping hot. Make a beeline for the snack bar right now to quench your thirst. 1 minute left to top off the evening with a treat from our snack bar. Still time if you hurry. Last call for refreshments, folks. Go right this second to get something good to eat and drink to enjoy now or during the rest of the show. The finest quality ingredients are in the fixings of the delicious foods you'll find waiting to tempt your appetite at the snack bar. Extra special good hamburgers, wonderful donuts, ice-cold, thirst-quenching drinks. Pizza, generously sliced, steaming hot, fresh coffee, ice cream in many flavors. It's showtime, folks. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the porn consultant to the stars, 42nd Street Pete.
Hey, I'm back. You know, I had helicopters wake me to fuck up at 4 o'clock this morning. I don't know why. They were buzzing around my house. Something must be up. I didn't do anything. I swear I haven't done anything. Maybe it's with that whole torrent site fucking thing and shit like that, but I didn't do anything. Why the fuck is my phone ringing now?
Hello? Daddy?
Oh, my God.
Dad? Daddy, listen, we know that you said that we're not supposed to call you while you're working, but we woke up just a little while ago because, like, I don't know, you left your Valium on the counter and we've just sort of been playing with them and I've been, like, in and out of consciousness all day, but I'm pretty sure that there was some, like, fucked up shit happening this morning with, like, helicopters. Like, are there, like, cops around?
I don't know. It ain't for me. I haven't done anything. I thought it might be for you. I mean, I did let you move in and all that stuff. And there was, you know, I don't want to sound like a nasty old dad, but, you know, you were working at the time, Serena, when you moved in. And Catherine was going to school. Now, 2 months down the road, none of us are fucking working.
I mean, do you think they're for us? Because, Daddy, I got hungry before and ate the mushrooms on your dresser. I mean, she's been fucked up, but do you think that maybe, like, there are people looking for us? Like, I don't want to get involved.
No, because I wouldn't worry about the mushrooms because they're just there because I never cleaned the damn dresser off anyway. They're probably a sandwich at one point.
That's gross, Daddy. That sounds fucked up.
Not as fucked up as Thanksgiving was.
Home? That's what we were calling for. We wanted to know if you could bring us home some snacks and some, maybe like some like hot fudge sauce, fruit punch, and like, you know, like the special treats that you get us when you go to the store.
Yeah, well, that store is only open at a certain time. I don't think it's open right now. And who the fuck said I'm coming home? You cleaned me out. I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, I had to lock the liquor cabinet. I'm sure you didn't get into that now, did you?
Oh, that's where you're wrong, buddy, because we knew that you were going to do that. So we just took some blackberry brandy bottles, and then there's like this bottle of gin that looks pretty old, but we're going to drink it anyway.
Oh, shit. You didn't drink that, did you? It was green and tasted like licorice-y?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hope you aren't going to be busy for the next 48 hours.
Why? What's in there, man?
That was absinthe.
Daddy, is it the mystery wine again?
No, that was absinthe.
Absinthe, yeah.
Oh, no.
Absinthe speaks louder than words. Yeah, you are going to be really...
Well, Daddy, that means that you just have to come home and play with us. Like, you remember when we played that game?
Which game?
Well, you said that for Christmas that you'd get us a saddle so we could ride on your back.
No, you're not going to ride on my back. That was the
why not?
That was your weird uncle. You can't ride on my back. My back shot.
I would pay to see that.
Come on, Daddy, but it's Christmas. It's on Christmas, Daddy.
Hey, I was going to dress up like Santa Claus and have you sit on my lap. You know, that always worked. We could take pictures and sell them on the internet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Listen, my job, Daddy, because I don't want to get a job. Yeah, we don't want real jobs, so maybe we should just, like, start making money about, like, our, you know, maybe, like, when we're home all day, like, eating all of your snack cakes, we should just have, like, a webcam. And
Let's not go there. It was bad enough when I found out who your mother really was. And, you know, I didn't realize the extent of her influence until Halloween. And I hate to say this, for me, trick-or-treating isn't turning tricks for treats. I'm sorry. It don't go there. I gotta rag your mother because she's a bitch. And, you know, you guys went over there for Thanksgiving, and I could have went, and I called her up in advance, and I offered to come over and stuff her bird, and then I don't get fucking invited. I'm trying to be nice here. I don't get invited. So what the fuck, you know? Well, some people gotta pull their weight. I can only sell so much porn, you know?
It was better that you didn't come to Thanksgiving. There would have been drama.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't know how things would have worked out, but, you know, thank God for you that you didn't swallow, otherwise you wouldn't be here, you know?
So. I know, that's what I always said. Every night before I go to bed, I say, thank God that Daddy didn't just bust in my mom's mouth.
Yeah.
Thank God I was a cream pie.
Pete, who was this mother? I can't remember her name. Didn't what?
8th Avenue Annabelle.
Yeah, that's it.
She was a bunch of whores, three toes. Yeah.
No, she was pretty hot. That's where you guys got your looks. You certainly didn't get them from me, that's for sure.
Aw, thanks, Daddy.
I mean, if you weren't my kids, I'd go for you. But, you know, I don't go that
way.
I just get myself involved in these totally self-destructive relationships, and that's how I roll. You know, case in point, your mom, you know, who would have known?
You know that you'll always have us, and that we're going to have a really special Christmas together, and that you should invite all of your friends over so we can have fun. Yeah, I love your friends, Daddy. Yeah. I love your parties that you throw. That's why we stick around for so long.
Yeah, I know. They are quite a dyslexic group. We had them on last week. We had Victor on. You met Victor, you know?
Yeah, we love Victor. We got wasted with Victor last week. Remember that?
Yeah, that was fun.
He watched me piss on the floor of the bar.
Lord.
They may come to Wasteland. I'm trying to get them out to Wasteland. You know, we would have brought them out to Wasteland. Everybody was actually anticipating their arrival until it wound up that I needed fucking breaks, and that killed Lonnie.
I know.
And one of the reasons she didn't come to Wasteland was because she lost her job because I told her to interface with her boss, so she smacked him over the head with her cell phone. You got to buy a new cell phone.
She's trying to tell me what to do.
Well, interface doesn't mean smacking somebody in the face.
Well, Daddy, you always told me to be proactive and to always strike before that someone strikes me.
Yeah, it's true, too. So it's always best to make a preemptive strike.
I always throw the first blow. That's thanks to you, Daddy.
Yeah. And your mom always threw the second blow, you know, with all else. Though, so, you
know. That's why we're better than her. That's why we've genetically surpassed her.
Yeah, I know. You know, I can't say that she was a cheap whore because she always charged me double what everybody else would, you know?
But you still came back, didn't you? Two times, at least.
Yeah, I know. There was a special place in my heart for her. And usually that special place erupted after about a fifth of tequila, six joints, and a handful of Quaaludes. But, you know.
That sounds like how you get to my special place. Except maybe not as much yet. I have to keep up with you, Daddy.
You know, I always ask for a special Twisted Hooker story of the week, Pete, but man, we're living it this week.
Well, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, a lot of their mother rubbed off on them, and, you know, at one point some of it rubbed off on me, and I had to get a shot for it, but that was better than shots for them.
Daddy, we're a miracle clean baby. We're clean. We're not dirty.
I know that. Because, you know, despite, you know, you're being related to me, you really don't fuck around. You're really pretty upstanding until you get, like, all that fucking BlackBerry brandy in you. Then it's like,
oh, God, why does it happen? Why do you always have it in the house?
I was using it for medicinal purposes, to be honest with you.
Medicinal purposes? Is that what you
when you're said? When you're doubled over with the cramps and you got the shits, there's nothing like a couple of shots of blackberry brandy to set you straight, you know?
Oh my God, that stuff is like, I don't know why, it fucks me up so much. It's awesome.
Well, why do you think I didn't buy any last time? I only had 3 beers. I watched you people get fucked up for a change. That was
refreshing. I know.
Usually I'm the human highlight reel when we go out, you know?
Because on your birthday, you got so wasted.
I couldn't even feel my feet.
Daddy, we had to take care of you for 4 days straight.
I know.
Remember that?
I know.
Remember that? I remember that night you came home because it was one of the first nights that you had let us come out of the basement. Remember that time that you locked us in there because you were being bad? You said that we couldn't come out. Yeah, it's like a magical playtest under there. It's like a playpen.
Well, you know, Todd knows that my basement is my warehouse, so I completely fucked up. So basically, when I'm punishing them, I'm locking them in with the porn and the toys. So it's the fetus. I didn't realize that because, you know, after I had so much trouble getting them down there, I had just as much fucking trouble, if not more, getting them back up again. So.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you bring the party. That's what happens when you're 42nd Street's daughter. That's right.
No.
It's a very questionable but enjoyable existence.
You guys still owe me for that plumbing bill.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, we're gonna have to get you for that.
We're gonna get jobs. Don't worry, Daddy.
Yeah, we're gonna get real jobs.
You know, well, I have a song I'm gonna sing about the plumbing bill. Well, my toilet exploded yesterday afternoon. The plumber, he said, never flush a tampon. This great information cost me half a week's pay, and the toilet blew up the very next day. Throw the tampons out the window to the cats.
I'm sorry, but it freaks me out sometimes at night. I don't like to open the window because I don't want to let all the bad spirits in.
Yeah, it's true, too. There is a lot of bad spirits around here.
You know, Daddy, I think that this absence is kicking in.
That wasn't on your Facebook page, was it? Because they can trace that back to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys, you have my update about eating meat in bed. I was eating cold cuts. I was like, I woke up, it was like 6 in the morning. I was like, what? And then I got high, and I was like, I'm hungry, so I was eating meat. And then I just was like, people need to know.
Is that why I woke up with salami on my back?
That's probably why. I was probably trying to eat it. I was throwing naan on it.
You know, really, we got to start cleaning the place up because we can't afford a maid. That's why the fucking mushrooms were growing that you ate. And I think, you know something, between the mushrooms, the absence, and whatever else you've ingested this evening, I'm not fucking coming home. I'm going to a motel. It's not safe.
No! Daddy, you know that we have tantrums sometimes, but you need to calm us down.
Yeah, I know.
Daddy, why didn't you baby-proof the house? This is your fault.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking ahead of time. I figured that, you know. Well, then again, I know who your mom is. I should have baby-proofed the house. Well, you know something too. That whole bit about, you know, yelling at me leaving the seat up, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I left it down. I want to piss it all over it. So, what was the point?
Well, you know that I'm not into that. Catherine likes that shit.
Well, in the dark, I could wind up peeing anywhere, you know.
Yeah, I one time peed in my room.
Wait a minute. Is this the room you're in now or the room where you're at when your mother's?
This both.
Oh, shit. I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm glad we're airing this out, in front of, like, my 50,000 listeners here because this is
completely. You were on the radio?
Yeah. Where do you think I work?
Oh, my God. I'm so confused. I didn't even get it. Does anybody hear us talking this whole time?
Everybody.
Do you think that the fans think that we're, like, sluts or something? Or do they understand our love?
Yeah, they understand. I mean, yeah, look who their father is.
But they need to know that our love is real.
Oh, it is real. I always told my mother, thank God I wasn't born a girl. I'd take it in the ass for cash, fuck for a buck, take it in the ear for a beer. Thank God I wasn't born a woman. I know you don't do that. I know that was just a whole drunken thing on Halloween night. I know you don't really do
it
that.
It was. It's not usually, it's like on Halloween, it wasn't really me, you know.
Yeah, but you know something? We made bank that night now, didn't we?
Yes, we did, Daddy. We sure did. We bought that big screen TV and those steaks.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't pay the fucking rent on the place, though.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, you know, we got to figure out a way because we're going to be watching that big screen in a big empty cardboard box in December if this keeps up.
Well, I know. At least, you know, all we need is each other and, like, maybe a little source of warmth.
Yes.
And some snacks and some dubs. And we'll just chill and camp out until shit gets better.
Yeah, body warmth is good. Besides, I hate the fucking holidays anyway.
Yeah, whatever. We'll just be homeless for Christmas. It'll be like Home Alone 2.
Yeah, you know, it was something we could go down. We could beg for money and probably get enough to get the rent back up, you know?
Yeah, we could, like, have, like, a dance routine. You could play, like, an accordion and we'll, you, like, you know, we could be monkeys.
Fucking working right.
Like monkeys in bikinis.
White guy and two white chicks in an all-black neighborhood. That would work, you know?
That'll go.
Yeah, we could, yeah, I think that would be a really good target demographic.
Yeah, you know, something when you think of it, though, you know, we're all sitting here fucked up except for Todd because he's probably laughing his balls off at this now. You know, it's like, white's the new black now. White is the, you think of it. So,
you know,
why is she going to fucking squeegee, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that used to be my nickname in college.
I got the trench coat, the hat, and the shades already. I could be squeegeeing off somebody's windows by the Lincoln Tunnel for breakfast, you know?
Yeah, you totally could. Or you look like the Undertaker with your big black coat on.
Yeah.
You would just start stealing people's souls. People pay you to do that.
Stealing people's souls?
Or you could just direct porn. Couldn't you?
Could I what?
You could direct pornos.
Yeah, that'd be pretty simple. In, out, repeat if necessary. What the fuck? Anybody could do that.
We said
we were not going to do porn. We agreed to that.
Well, that's true because we can have a family business. But, Daddy, we're not going to be in the porn. We're going to pick out who's in the porn and
okay, that
help
works
you
for
direct.
Me. Yeah, really.
And we can bake cupcakes.
Yeah.
And it would be really fun.
Fluffers, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Fluffers. Yeah. Did you just say fluffers?
Yeah, we could make fluffer cupcakes.
Fluffernutters.
Yeah, you know something? You could make it, you know, if we could, you know, a new innovation in the industry, fluffer cupcakes, you know?
Yeah, we can make it. We can make find a niche and we can say, you know what? Like really squishy.
Oh, you're thinking of making and directing a line of food porn?
Oh, yeah, maybe like all cake associated, like dessert related. Not like,
I don't know. I don't, you know, it's weird. Maybe because, I don't know, it's my own personal thing. I just really never felt that fucking and food went together, you know?
Yeah. It's not really good for your pussy.
No?
No, you're not supposed to keep sugar in there because, like, you know, bad things happen when you put. Like sugar in your vaginas.
Yeah. They start looking like those pastries, those elephant ear things you see in like.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's like a little goblin starting out of it.
Goblins?
Holy cow.
Yeah, goblins. Vagina goblins. Oh. You love those. Those are those.
I mean, I got a porn loop where they got this guy laying on a beach. And he's got like a 12-inch hard on, and this chick just drops a 3-layer chocolate cake on it.
That's fucking amazing. I would love to see that. Do you have that?
I'm going to put that out. That's supposed to be. I was supposed to do this movie when I'm going to hell, and I was supposed to be on it, but I haven't gone to hell yet, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. I got to talk to Mike. So.
Yeah. Well, that sounds amazing. I really would love to see that. It sounds fucking great.
Yeah. Except that I got the midget one, too.
No.
Just so you girls know, when you meet Todd. Todd freaks on midget porn. He cannot fucking stand midget porn.
Oh, Bridget's a midget, not his cup of tea, huh?
That's frightening.
Yeah. Oh, I found another one. I found a midget transsexual one.
Oh, God, like a little dick, like a little like
I don't
a
know,
nub.
I'm not going to watch it. It's just, you know,
it's just not okay.
There's shit I really don't need to see, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Me either, jeez.
Well,
Jesus.
You know, Did you watch the DVD I gave you girls for Thanksgiving?
I actually did watch that, Daddy. And you know what? Something that like there's been a couple people in my room that have seen the DVD cover to that and been like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "Whatever, dude. It's a little It's just little farm porn.
It's the interspecies erotica collection.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's neat. It's natural.
I don't know if I'd use the word beautiful on that.
Did you think it was
really fucked up?
You think it was funny?
I just like, you know, for me, it's like, what is it that's such a smell like? Like, I don't know.
What?
Like a big animal, like a pig in like a pig pen.
Probably smells like shit, but I wouldn't know. I wouldn't, you know, I was amazed at that whole thing. People fucking.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's fucking crazy.
The horse one was pretty funny, though.
Have you guys ever seen that Mr. Hands? It's like a whole like club of dudes. I think it's like in Alaska. It's like somewhere crazy because they made like a documentary about it, and it's about dudes who fuck horses. let horses fuck them in the ass and shit. And this one dude, who his nickname was Mr. Hands, which is really fucking disturbing, like in and of itself. Was really obsessed with like, this one horse, and he like always like, you know, I guess he was like working his way up to like fucking him or something. Those horses' cocks are just like enormous, and it's on video. But like, what happens after the video is this dude dies because he just gets like disemboweled by this horse's cock.
Oh shit! But they
have a video of it, and it was like all over the internet, and I like. And I don't know if you can find it anymore, but, like, I caught it when it was still, like, in circulation, and it was, like, so crazy. It was, like, it's just, because, like, once you guide the horse's dick, like, inside, it's just going to go all the way. And it's, like, you know, you have limitations to your asshole. It's, like, Jesus, dude. Like, really? Like, I think you have kids and shit. It's, like, how do you fucking explain that? Well... Daddy's gone now. He, you know, a horse fucked him too hard.
No. No horse.
On the internet. Not my daddy. No, someone's stupid daddy.
That's called really Broken Back Mountain.
Oh, I'll say.
Did you hear? Hey, did you hear that thing about Tiger Woods got caught cheating on his wife?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some creepy shit going on with that. But she, you know, chased him out of the house like a golf club, like beat his car while he was crashing it.
Oh,
like real tragic shit. Some like Hollywood. That's some Hollywood Hills shit.
Well, I met this chick that made it with Tiger Woods at one of the conventions. I got her up to the room. I did. I gave her the 42nd Street Pete Grindhouse special. So, okay, I thought it was over. I'm going to get some food. She goes, where are you going? I go, I'm going to get some food. She goes, well, Tiger wouldn't get food. Tiger would finish the job. So I'm like, okay, that's the way it's going to be. So I give it another one, you know, with, you know, the extra special helping of sauce. I figure, okay, I'm done. So I go, okay, I'm going to, no. She goes, no. Tiger wouldn't do that. I'm still not satisfied. So, okay. I go the third time. I get up, start walking across the room. She goes, what are you going to do? Go get some food? I go, no, I'm going to call Tiger Woods. I want to find out how many strokes is par for this hole.
Dude, fucking Tiger Woods, man. What a piece of shit.
Celebrities. Unbelievable. Celebrities. They're unbelievable.
What do you even do, man? You have tons of money and...
I don't have tons of money. If they had tons of money, we wouldn't be in the same thing. They got tons of money.
Well, if we had tons of money, then we wouldn't have a special life together.
We'd have an even weirder special life together with tons of money.
That's true, but I'm saying, like, if we had money before we met, we wouldn't have all decided to cohabitate for, you know, to save money.
Yeah, you know, it would have been like, okay, if you guys had money and then you finally found me, it would have been like, what was that old TV show with Lonnie Anderson, the two bums that went out to be?
Oh, are you talking about Three's Company?
No, it wasn't Three's Company. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
So close to what I described.
Yeah. It wasn't on that long, but it was basically she was rich and she had two relatives that were just bums, and you know, they moved in.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. One of them was Jack Elam. I know that. And he just always is fucking weird and funny and shit. So,
I would love to have that situation.
You know something. Actually, we should talk about this because we should all just move out in the woods. Except we don't want to go where Todd's is because he gets tornadoes and huge ice storms and koala bears prowling up and down the streets and shit.
Well, whatever. Where the fuck does he live?
Missouri.
Where does he live?
Missouri.
Jersey?
You've been oddly quiet for this whole fucking thing for some reason.
No, I'm letting you guys go, man. You guys are having a great time.
Speak up over there, cutie pie.
Pop the radio.
I see you over there.
Oh, he actually wants to get some kind of a TV show going with this.
Well, like what kind of show? Like something like Midnight Blue?
More like that. Actually, with Pete, it'd be more like that Howard Stern TV show.
Yeah. Totally. Can we come on the show?
Co-host, you know?
Use the word come on the show lightly with Pete, because that could mean anything on this show.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're going to have some safety words in place for the show.
Safety words. Right. Yeah. Oh, you know something? You could sing whatever the theme song. I can't say theme. Fuck. Theme song. You could sing it because you got pretty trashed at the bar and were singing with that fucking pack of derelicts at the end of the bar.
Yeah. True. I was singing in the bar like an old fucking drunkard.
Yeah. See, I don't even have to worry about you two because I know you could probably kick everybody's ass in the bar. You know.
Yeah. We'll just don't worry about it. You know, we pretty much take over.
Yeah.
The situation pretty
good. Those three fat hose bags that came in before, you know?
Yeah, those fucking. We'll stomp anybody out with our Doc Martens. Yeah, Daddy. We'll die for you. I'll lay down my life for you, Daddy.
That's so sweet.
I'm crazy like that. Yeah, well, you have to make sure that you get us good Christmas presents.
Oh, I got something in mind. I got something in mind, you know?
Yeah, what is it? If you need to stuff our stockings, you always make it extra special.
Yeah, you know, Santa Claus always comes down the chimney sooner or later.
Yeah, that's what we like about him. Yeah. We like the chimney. It's fun sometimes. Yeah. I like when he comes.
Yeah.
Yay, Christmas!
Oh, yeah, but you know what I don't like about Christmas?
What?
For the fucking 1% of people who never drive any other time of the year except 45 days, and they start right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, and
you
can
tell by their rusty, miserable fucking cars with their out-of-date license plates and their things spewing smoke as they drift from fucking lane to lane doing fucking 40 miles an hour, almost killing my fucking ass, who I'm comfortable at fucking 70 miles an hour. I'm sorry. So... You know?
You should just see Demon Daddy. You should just kill them all.
Well, you haven't driven with me yet. Well, you have driven with me, but not in that respect, you know, but anyway.
We just don't want anything to happen here. We just want you to come home to us.
Yeah, I'll come home tonight.
Okay, Daddy, we're going to be waiting for you.
You're gonna be waiting for me? Okay.
We're going to be waiting. We're going to be waiting to play some games. Daddy, how long does the absinthe and the mushrooms last?
What are you feeling now, my dear?
Oh, an array of things. It's a lot of, like, geometric planes and interlocking circles.
You should be all right by next Tuesday. I think.
Oh, Daddy, we want you to come trip with us. Let's have a magical journey together.
You know, honestly, everybody always asks me why I never did that, and I don't think anybody really wants me to open up what's really in my mind.
I want to know what's in your mind, Daddy.
Do you really?
So maybe some of it, maybe not all of it. We're going to have like, you know, we're going to have to let it trickle out a little.
Yeah.
Feel safe.
We should just buy a big farm in upstate New York where nobody is and become like the East Coast version of the Manson family.
I know, right? I would totally do it in a cult, Daddy. It would be so awesome.
Yeah, let's start a cult.
Like a farm cult.
Yeah. Yeah, we could grow our own food and not eat it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would totally cook everything. And, you know, chicken, like babies. Can we have babies, Daddy?
What kind of babies?
We could have, like, cult babies, like Satan babies.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know. That would be incest, wouldn't it?
Well, like, kind of, but you could, you know, we could, like, work on the sperm donors.
Yeah,
I think we know some that would help us.
Are you talking, like, lasso some hitchhikers and bring them up there?
Ew, maybe Rob. I like your friend Rob. Maybe he'll go with us.
Oh, yeah, he'd go in a minute.
And help us have babies.
Yeah.
We're going to have to keep the farm
You know he's going to fucking hear this, don't you?
Was it even show Rob?
Yeah.
Catherine and Rob have a special connection.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
He's like my godfather.
Yeah, she said. Yeah. I heard you saying he was soft and furry.
She said that?
Yeah, that's the last time at the bar.
I never said that, Jackie.
You didn't say that.
She wouldn't say the word furry.
Oh, yeah. He's very smooth, yeah. Mm, very soft.
He shaves?
I don't know.
Maybe. You said he's very smooth, out of fucker.
The shirt he was wearing was really nice. He's a smooth criminal.
Okay.
We are the Locker Room Girls. We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie, and I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Burn, the exorcist. The devil won't let go. You're in for a terrifying trip when you see Mark of the Devil, Part 2. It's 10 times more horrifying than the original. Banned in 19 countries, Mark of the Devil Part 2 surpasses The Exorcist as the most chilling new film of the year. Mark of the Devil Part 2.
If your sex life is just a bit underfed lately, what you may need is a good head session with
Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest.
Tune in and turn on with
Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest.
Can I feel that big thing again, lover?
Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest.
Jackalope 105 FM.
I've been really trying, baby.
Hi there. When I need to quench my desire for the paranormal, only one thing can hit the spot. I tune into Nightwatch with Todd Sheets, accept no substitutes. When you need the real thing, tune in to Nightwatch, the only show that shudders and shakes and bumps in the night. And don't forget, Nightwatch is also available on iTunes for your portable paranormal pleasure. Nightwatch, paranormal radio for everyone. Why settle for less? Demand the best. Nightwatch.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you, with the bag, come here. I'm 42nd Street Pete. What do you got, man? That cheap porn? This multi-hour crap? Brother, you need to go to AlternativeCinema.com for all your grindhouse needs. You can get Shockorama titles for your horror fix. You can get Seduction Cinema if you like Misty Monday, Ruby the Rocket, Darien Kane, and others. You can go to the Secret Key Motion Pictures for your TNA. Then you can go to After Hours Cinema for the films of Joe Sarno, Sean Costello, Nick Phillips, Phil Prince, and the 42nd Street Pete line of 8mm Madness, plus Blue Underground, Synapse, Halo, and other fine grindhouse titles, only at AlternativeCinema.com. Act now and get free shipping in the U.S. and reduced shipping to Canada. That's at AlternativeCinema.com. Tell them 42P sent you.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Jackalope 105 FM.
We're back, and I'm buzzed, and they're all buzzed. I mean, I'm buzzed on one end. You girls are buzzed, right?
It's good. It is so good. It's like, it's seeing making my eyes so floaty.
Yeah, I know. And by the time I get home, you'll be seeing Aztec temples and shit and witnessing 2012, whatever the fuck that
I know. Was. You don't like it when I have my revelations.
You know, Todd will appreciate this. I don't know if I want to see that movie because they're pushing it from the guy who gave you The Day After Tomorrow and Independence Day. You left out the worst Godzilla movie ever made, you fucking douchebags.
Oh, God.
He made that stupid Godzilla
good.
Movie with the big iguana that was like flopping around in New York. That's what he made. I thought that was going to end his career. I was so fucking hopeful. Didn't happen.
Yeah, that movie was.
Oh, you know what? Another one? Speaking of movies, did you see Drag Me to Hell?
No, I didn't. My friends were watching it the other night, but I didn't.
Oh, I can talk?
It sucked.
Yeah, no.
It sucked.
No,
Oh, yeah, no, dude, modern mainstream shit, like, it's like, how does it even happen, movies like that?
Drag me to hell, I'd rather drag my balls over broken glass than watch that again.
I'd rather drag my balls over hot coals.
You don't have
with
balls.
Another guy's balls.
Oh, unless, you know, unless something happened between, I don't know. You didn't have a sex change, did you?
No.
I know women have balls, we just, you know, they're not physical balls, you know, they're just like...
Oh, right.
Balls are like mental balls, you know, like, I got big balls.
No. I got mental balls.
I know.
But I have, like, physical, you know, I got that bomb-ass pussy. Daddy, I love that you support us and our pussies.
Well, somebody has to support them. I mean, I supported your moms for quite a number of years, you know?
I know, but now you're investing in the real worthwhile causes.
You and all the rest of 8th Avenue.
Yeah. That's what I like about you. Just keep sticking your investment in and in over again, you know?
And you know, you're watching us grow before your very eyes.
Yep.
Every day is a gift with us.
Yep. And every day, look at my bank account getting smaller and smaller, but what the fuck? That's why you're a dad, you know?
Isn't your life more fun now that we're in it?
Yep. I just look forward to being smothered in that rest home down the restroom.
rest home
down the
road. You probably got it right the first time, Pete.
I just had this vision of being like smothered in the restroom, and I was like, yeah. Like I envisioned like in someone's really big boobs.
Hey, I got to tell you, if you would have been in Wasteland last time, you may have gotten smothered in the restroom there, in Pete's restroom, in his room.
Let me tell you something. These two, I can't hold a candle to these two.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. I'm not even getting high anymore. Like, I'm gonna need to stop.
Actually, Amrith put a quote on the internet after one show. She goes, "Things I never thought I'd hear Pete say. I can't smoke anymore." It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is as fucked up as I'm going to get. Nothing is gonna make me more or less, no matter what I do. You know?
Yeah. No. Totally. I'm like totally getting to that level. I think I'm just gonna need to like drink a lot of water and like stop smoking for like a couple of days. But it's hard, man.
I mean, I don't even try. Let's put it that way.
Down in Pete's basement, you'll find plenty of other things to keep you occupied, I'm sure.
Yeah, more porn than you can shake a stick at.
I know, it's pretty crazy, but it's like, you know, it's like having a friend. Yeah. But it's so good. That is so fucking good.
That's really weird, because Pete, I'm like the opposite. I never drink, and I've never done a drug in my life.
Really? You've never smoked high? You need to get high with that.
I have never done a darn thing in my life.
I think at this stage of his life, that would be a bad mistake.
Really?
He'd never find his way back to Kansas.
Well, that wouldn't be so bad, really.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a rip from the bong. You want to hear it?
Sure, go ahead.
Listen closely. We started.
I'm having bad Cheech and Chong flashbacks over here, Pete.
Wow. That's a grindhouse first here. Actual bong hit on the air.
Jeez. You know, anything's possible on your show.
I know.
Wow.
El Rocho Rio, my little ranch down in Mexico.
Wow, I think we lost everybody, dude. We did.
What happened?
We can get them back. Okay, we're going to add them.
Okay.
Daddy? Hi, yeah, Daddy. Well,
that bong hit blew the whole internet up. My God.
Yeah. I had the bong in my hand, and I just, like, dropped my phone on the floor, and I just, like, saw it happen, and... And then I like my phone just was like off, and I was just like, "Oh man."
We're sitting there, and he goes, "It's just me and you now." And I go, "Yeah, what the fuck happened? The bong had-
we lost them. We've lost transmission. Yeah. Now we have it ground controlled, Major Tom."
Yeah. Beam me up, Scotty. I never thought I would say this. I actually liked that Star Trek movie.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I actually liked it.
Dude, I've got the Blu-ray. That's how much I love the damn thing.
Well, I'm not a Trekkie or nothing. I just had, you know, it was just laying around here because somebody left it here.
It's a good movie.
You know what? My whole thing about that is, like, those guys in that movie, they look like porn actors or something, those kids. And that's what sort of, like, threw me off about that, because they're, like...
Taking it a Pelham 1, 2, 3, that was good.
Oh, yeah, that was sort of crazy.
Yeah. Sort Travolta's of, like, great when he plays a fucking nut job, you know?
Yeah, when he's not trying to be, like, like an overweight drug queen or something. Yeah. Something scary like that.
Yeah. Where's Catherine? Did she pass out from the absence?
No, Catherine is actually looking at the back of your, admiring the cover, the graphics on the back. There's a dinosaur, there's a little puppy with a bone in his mouth, a kitten, and a baby pig.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the ultimate showdown. And in the front, there's a puppy with a handkerchief on, a horse, same as the one in the back, and two very apprehensive women. In hand.
I worked hard on that box.
I love it, Daddy. It's beautiful.
Love it. We love your work.
We need you. I want you to autograph everything.
Okay.
Broadway DVD.
Did you show it to your mom after Thanksgiving dinner?
You're like, you know, Pete's Dragon or something. Except you're like 42nd Street Pete. Yeah, no, like, you descended on us to, like, help us through a phase of our life, and then you're going to leave when we're ready to grow.
Pete is like the newest form of VD. He never leaves unless you get the medication to get rid of him.
There is no medication that works with me.
I know, he's like the super strain.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm super clap.
Only on this show.
Only on this show would I equate myself to a venereal. You equated me to a venereal disease. I'm sitting here fucking. Oh yeah, now I'm the clap. Now I'm an STD. Things aren't fucking bad enough.
You're just getting into it.
Yeah. You know, I always have to instigate.
Nobody's burning vagina.
Okay, I thought of something too, but I vaguely touched on this in an email to you about. Todd, what do you think of her co-hosting the show with Marcia with the Dark Girls thing or something?
Well, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. We have to talk to her. We get her on there. I think Marcia's wanting to do like four co-hosts, so hell, she could be one of them.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, go on once a month.
Is it radio?
Yeah, same show.
Oh, like yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It's not, how would you say it? It's almost like it's a sex show, but it's not a sex show.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of a really fun show. It's weird too, because with you on there, it'd be coast to coast even, because West Coast and East Coast. It'd be like a coast to coast Dark Girls thing. Yeah.
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 But it's just like about relationships. Well, you know, because you got really, you know, actuality. You got your shit together more than anybody I know. You could put the thing over, you know, as far as, you know what you want in life, because we were talking about that whole thing about, you see these jerk-offs sitting there that have popped out three kids. I'm so fucked. Well, why'd you have three kids, you know?
Yeah. We need to keep the vagina, you know, in phase one.
Yeah.
We've been talking for a long time. I didn't even feel like, you know, we were.
What do you want me to bring you home now that you've already talked me into coming home?
Flying saucers from the Carvel. Flying saucers, and you have to pick up our special. We put a down payment on a bunch of new stuff at the toy store.
How much money do I need to do this?
Well, and then the ice cream. You don't have to get it tonight, but on my Christmas list, I need new spandex, because all my spandex is translucent because I wear it too much. So if we're going to do these DVD covers, I need to have new spandex. And if we're going to have special spandex nights like you want us to do every Wednesday and Friday, then we're going to need new outfits, too, for Christmas.
All right.
We need costumes. Right. And, yeah, and that's it, Daddy. We just want you to come home and play with us.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I will do that. So stop by the toy store, pick up a bag of toys for $50. Stop by Carvel, pick up $50 worth of flying saucers. Pick up some new spandex. Get my Viagra prescription refilled. Go by the porn store.
Get the camera.
Yeah, get the
film.
Hey, what happens in the family stays in the family. You know that. You know what happens in the family stays in the family. What happens on 42nd Street stays on 42nd Street. You got that?
What happens in the grindhouse stays in the grindhouse.
Okay. So now we have to go. We didn't talk that much about movies. These girls called in and basically took over the show. So this is 42nd Street saying this could have been the ultimate fucking reality show. So
we are at the height of the holiday season. And the holiday season, a lot of people are sitting around wondering what they're going to get for Christmas. Well, because of the economy and the way things are, I'm thinking the exact opposite. I'm thinking, what can I give somebody for Christmas, or what can I give back for Christmas? And 42nd Street Pete, in association with Alternative Cinema, Wild Eye Releasing, and Chainsaw Kiss present, on Thursday night, December 17th at 9 o'clock at the Clash Bar on Harding Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey, we are going to have a Toys for Tots Grindhouse Trailers show. Old school grindhouse trailers from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the same ones you saw on 42nd Street. We're going to run a whole show of them. All you have to do is bring in an unwrapped toy for a kid, and you're in the door. Plus, we'll be giving away DVDs all night at the bar. It should be a lot of fun. So come out, support us, support Toys for Tots, and give something back to the community, because that's what we're all about. Here we have three of the premier New Jersey independent film companies, Alternative Cinema, Wild Eye Releasing, Chainsaw Kiss, and the biggest asshole to ever hit the East Coast, 42nd Street Pete, giving something back to the community. So come out, have some fun. Again, it's Thursday night, December 17th, 9 o'clock at the Clash Bar on Harding Avenue in Clifton. Be there and you'll see something you've never seen before. A bunch of people having a good time, getting along, and doing something positive for the community. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and let's all try to help each other out this year instead of having our own little agendas. This is 42nd Street Pete saying stay sick and happy holidays.
Stay really sick. See you next week.
42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit.